Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Could have had him want to fight. He could have had the kings come out and fight with him, but no, he had him shut up. See, God has a way that may not be your way. Yes. Ah. Yes. Where the musicians at? No, I said, God has a way that may not be your way. Amen. See, Joshua was a military general. Joshua fought the first battle in Exodus 17, went out against Amalek. Joshua was a fighter.
Amen. Amen.
Now imagine had Moses went up to the top of the hill with Joshua and sent Aaron and Hur down into the valley. They'd have had another golden calf down there.
Amen.
And Joshua had been pacing. Tell me, hold your hands up, man. What do you mean hold your hands up? And I'm ready to fight here. Right? He was a military general. Accustomed to winning every battle.
Amen.
Amen.
But yet God didn't give him any strategy.
Amen.
Tell him nothing.
Amen. Amen.
They had the wall of Jericho. No strategy yet. Then one night, this is another story in chapter 5 where Joshua was in his tent one evening, and there all the tents are outside of Jericho. Ain't nothing happening except that the manna ceased. See, listen. When they crossed the Jordan, God opened the Jordan, but He closed Jericho.
Amen.
Come on. See, sometimes God opens things for you, but He'll close the other.
Amen.
But it doesn't change anything. God wants you to take it all.
Amen.
Whether it's open or closed.
Amen.
He just has a different strategy for the one that's closed.
Amen.
In chapter 5 of Joshua, Joshua's in his tent at night. He hears a rustling outside the tent. So as a general, he grabs his sword and he goes out and he sees this dude standing by the wall with his sword drawn. And Joshua goes near and says, "Are you for us or our adversary?" And the dude says, "Nay, I ain't for you. And I ain't for your adversary.
Amen.
But as captain of the host,
amen,
have I come.
Amen.
Loose your shoes from your feet.
Amen.
The ground you stand on is holy ground. I ain't for your cause and I ain't against your cause. I brought another cause." Are y'all here? God has another cause. We've been limiting Him with our cause. God says this cause is much greater than your cause. Loose your shoe from your feet. I like to say this, that captain of the host of the Lord, the army of the angels, had his sword pointed at Joshua's heart. I like to picture it that way. You know why? In order for God to shift you into this next season, because the manna has ceased, He's got to do something in your heart first. That sword has to penetrate your heart.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
There's something he's got to do inside first. Because
yes.
You think a certain way.
Yes.
You are expecting certain things. You act a certain way. You put limitations on God where it would take you 93 billion years.
Amen. Amen.
To get to the edge of the observable universe. You put limits on them. So God says, I got to do something in you. The sword, the word has to penetrate your heart.
Yes.
Joshua, I got different instruction.
Yes.
I know you like to fight.
Amen.
You are capable. You are well. You got a mighty army. You're a bad dude.
Yes.
I got some other instruction for you.
Yes.
It ain't going to sit right with you, but you need to.
Amen. Amen.
y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Joshua liked to fight.
Yes.
Fighters fight.
Yes.
Soldiers war.
Yes.
God continued to shift his strategy and change his method. Now listen to me. To keep Joshua seeking him for wisdom. This is what I want to get to some of you guys. God shifts on you. It's like he moved the goalposts. You about to kick a field goal and the goalpost done moved. You about to kick over there and move again. God's keeping you on your toes with wisdom so he can instruct you. There's stuff you need to know that's not common knowledge.
Amen.
Some stuff makes no sense.
Amen.
Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. See, God has to maneuver you into the right place. At the right time. You just happen to be here by chance. So you think. But God put you there. See, our common, we can't be locked into reasoning.
Amen. Amen.
We use reasoning, and I mean use it. You don't walk, you try to cross 95. Just walking. Cars coming. You crazy. You about to. Right? You get hit, you get run over.
Amen.
Use your reasoning. Don't try to cross 95.
Amen.
Walking.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Right? Reasoning. But when it comes to God, you got to start drinking from the fountain.
Amen.
Lord, what are you saying about this? Lord, what's the next move? Because Joshua was a warrior, won many battles, but now everything changed. Don't draw your sword.
Amen. Amen.
Worship.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Worship.
Yes.
And as you worship, instruction will come.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm preaching better than y'all responding. God will keep you, I'm going to say, comfortable being uncomfortable.
Amen.
In order for you to seek him for wisdom.
Because
it ain't going to work like it used to work.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You had God down pat. He only works like this. Surprise.
Amen.
You have crossed over.
Amen.
First of all, the manna that you've had for 40 years is gone. What where they got their food from were from the people of Jericho that fled from their homes, fled from their farms, and fled to Jericho. So God gave them houses they didn't build. Vineyards they didn't plant. Are y'all hearing me? Soon as they crossed over, God said, I'm going to give you stuff you didn't earn. You didn't work for. I'm taking it from your enemy. Those that are my enemies, I'm taking it from them and I'm going to give it to you. Soon as they crossed over, God, going into houses full of furniture, they didn't build that house, but it's their house now. They didn't plant that vineyard, but the eating of the corn.
Amen.
Just by crossing over.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So you got to understand that strategies of God won't change. That's why you have to. We need to be fluid.
Amen. Yes.
Not so stuffy. Not stiff-necked.
Amen.
Obdurate. God only works one way. Oh, you'd be amazed where you'll find him. And this is why we need discerning of spirits. This is why we need to know the shepherd's voice, so we're not blown about by strange voices, strange sounds. God opened the Jordan, but he closed Jericho. Tell somebody, it meant the same thing. What God was telling them at Jordan and Jericho was to move forward and possess.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to instruct you what to do at Jericho. Your soul, as I said earlier, your soul must be or must keep prospering.
Amen.
Your soul.
Yes.
To hear and to be able to follow God's strategy.
Amen.
You can't put God on lock.
Amen.
He may have something new, something fresh for you this coming week.
Amen.
You've been doing the same thing and it's been okay, but now the manna ceases.
Amen.
And your heart has to be open. You have to have that union, that relationship with God, to where you know his voice. Like Abraham.
Amen.
Who would give him a child at the age that he was? A miracle child. Didn't say, bring him and sacrifice him to me.
Amen. Amen.
The devil is a lie, right?
Amen.
Taking Isaac nowhere. But he knew God's voice.
Amen.
That's it. That's it.
See, there was a bigger picture. There was a bigger purpose. He knew God's voice. Isaac didn't know. Sarah probably fussed him out before he left. But when he got there, you know the story. The ram caught in the thicket. God said, do the boy no harm, for now I know. What was the bigger picture? God needed someone to covenant with.
Yeah.
In the earth, so that he could send his best. He didn't just send him, he had to have a cup. Abraham, God cut covenant with him and said, now I know, I found one. Jesus came through 42 generations . See, there's a bigger picture. So don't tell somebody right now, get God out the box.
Amen.
Some people are just stuck on this or stuck on that. God will help you.
Yes.
But God wants it all back.
Yes.
It's all his. Every domain. Dominion in every domain. Your soul has to keep prospering. John said it this way. I would that you prosper.
Amen.
And be in health.
Amen.
Even as your soul prospers. There's something to that. Your health will prosper as your soul prospers.
Amen. Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
You prosper. True prosperity has to do with your soul prospering.
Amen. Amen.
Your soul has to keep prospering to hear and to follow God's strategy.
Amen.
Joshua issued a new command in Joshua chapter 6, verse 10.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.